smells like baby vomit. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, you just pack it up and go home.
Right, I mean, the same guys that complain, you know, that the team piles it on and, you know, someone may get hurt and you do all this, it's the same thing. When you're down 56-10 and you keep throwing and taking time out and stopping the clock, you know, someone might get hurt. Not anymore.
Jarvis Green, a little shaken at the end of the game. Dick Geron congratulating Tom Brady on another magnificent night for Brady and for all of the Patriots as they win it by a score of 56-10. Our post-game show coming up next.
The Don and Mike Show. No one gets out of here alive. The Don and Mike Show.
And the last note I'll make about that, about the Patriots for now at least, is the broadcaster, I believe, at Al Michaels, about halfway through the third quarter, was realizing the more this goes on, the more people will be changing channels.
Right.
So when they got into the third quarter and they were talking about, Jesus, I don't know, food or the writer's strike or something,
everything.
Al Michaels said something like, well, this is what happens when it's 49-7.
And then there's nobody better in that circumstance than John Madden. I mean, he is the best.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But I was drifting away because there was riveting television on as I enjoyed, it might have been a rebroadcast on country music television, the tribute to Hank Williams Jr. quality. That is truly quality.
Lame.
Yeah.
Lame.
We love you, Hank.
Lame.
Listen, tomorrow that Xbox game comes out. Rock Band.
Oh, yes.
Very seriously. Love to try it out tomorrow on the show.
Okay.
Love to try it out. If there's anybody at a Best Buy or a Circuit City, I'm imagining this is the type of game that idiots are going to be lining up for. Sure.
Yeah, because it's the next level up from Guitar Hero.
Right. It's the hottest goddamn thing. We'd love to get. We'll buy it. I mean, we don't want it for free. We'll buy it.
Right. And now you're going to be the drummer.
Yes.
I'm going to be the singer.
And Robbie or Buzz will play the git box.
The git box. And that's it. That's all you need, right?
That's it.
Okay.
And we got to bring an Xbox. And you bring an Xbox in tomorrow,
sure.
Right?
If Buzz can play guitar, I will manage.
You'll be the band's manager?
I'll be the band's manager, right, and I'll find some gigs.
All right. Very good.
Well, that's good because what percentage Jew are you?
I'm 1/8.
That's great.
12.5%. Reuben, exactly. That'll
be the 12.5% that manages our band.
Robbie Spiewakstein.
Now, does it come with the fake guitar and drums, or how
does
that work?
It comes with a fake guitar, it comes with the fake drums, and it comes with the fake microphone karaoke thing.
Okay.
But the whole thing is one of those deals where people will be lining up now.
Do I get to see the lyrics?
Bought advanced copies.
I imagine they have to be on the screen for
I'm
you.
Sure. I think so. It's
kind of
karaoke.
Kind of
like karaoke.
All right. Mm-hmm.
So if anybody out there is at Best Buy, Circuit City, give us a call. Shoot us an email. If you've got one and we'd like to buy it, we'd be glad to give you some pub.
Let's rock.
If we can get that thing in here tomorrow, that would be absolutely outstanding.
Cool.
And there's another revolting development that we were just talking about shopping. Over the holidays, I noticed over the weekend when I was looking at the circulars that the Thanksgiving shopping, you know, the day after Thanksgiving.
Black Friday, they
right,
call it.
Heaviest shopping of the year, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Stores normally open at 6 a.m.
Right.
5 a.m. They pushed it last year.
Yeah.
You saw people, like, fighting at Best Buy to buy, to buy a DVD player for $99. Mm-hmm. The new thing this year is that stores will open at midnight on Thursday night, Friday morning.
Yeah, midnight. So you get done with Thanksgiving, and it's ready to run out to the stores.
But who would be crazy enough to work that shift?
Rob, that is not why I brought it up, I swear to God.
But I'm delighted to know that your lady is going to be helping out the retailers this holiday season.
That's sure. As soon as she finishes up those dishes, she'll be there for the midnight shift.
That is a recipe for a weekend from hell for you.
For anybody.
I'm just talking about you. Well, first off, let's start Wednesday. Let's start your Thanksgiving weekend Wednesday.
Let's go over it.
Excellent.
You get to go to the guy who's going to cut your balls.
Right.
You have your doctor's appointment. That's before the show on Wednesday, right?
For your vasectomy.
Mm-hmm.
Then Thursday, you've got Thanksgiving dinner.
Right.
That's nice with your family and your mom. Then right about the time that you would be curling up with your wife and letting all of that turkey stuff get into you and you're just, you know, that when you get to that
There's almost no better night's sleep than a Thanksgiving night's sleep.
No, you just completely veg out.
Right.
That's it. And because, you know, I don't know whether it's the chemicals or whether it's just the whole experience, but everybody craps out right after Thanksgiving dinner.
It's the tryptophan, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. This year, your wife, instead of winding down, is going to be getting ready to go to work.
Yep, at her new job.
To pull an all-nighter.
Right.
And then that means the day after Thanksgiving, around the time that you're waking up,
she'll be arriving home at just after 8 a.m.
Just be getting home.
That'll be nice. And I'm sure she'll be in a fabulous mood.
Well, she derives energy from the excitement of the people.
But I would think, really, is it going to be, will there be significant traffic
at
midnight?
Really?
Yes.
People want to be a part of it.
Well, I tell you something.
I mean, it's the deals, right? They're giving these incredible, if you're here at midnight, you get a special deal.
And I know that there are a lot of gals out there who think that this makes a lot more sense than getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning the day after. They just say, you know what? Have dinner, have a cup of coffee, go out at midnight, and bang this ass out.
Hey, we were talking also outside that this truly is the Northern Virginia, Maryland, D.C. area. This is the seat of the consumer culture here.
Oh, there
this
are
is
so.
Where it's not pleasure. This is where it becomes, this is a job.
It's a competition.
It's people's jobs, and people it's just as competitive as their jobs.
They feel the need to be there at whatever time it opens.
Right. And I'm telling you, you are not going to get a moment to yourself all weekend because of the carryover effect, no pun intended.
I understand.
Of Carrie doing the overnight on the night after Thanksgiving.
I told her, I said, this is a bad idea. They asked her to do the shift, and she agreed. I said, is it too late to get out of it? She said, probably not, but I think I'll do it anyway.
Uh-huh. Have you strategized about the weekend at all? And now that you've obviously...
My strategy is that of separation. First informal and then legalized.
So it'll be interesting to see what your Friday's about, because Friday is normally... You know, kind of the day where everybody hangs out, and maybe you go out and you go shopping.
Oh no!
No, she's gonna be. She will have come off the experience of Thanksgiving dinner,
right?
No sleep, go directly to work to do an 8-hour shift, and come home.
And you got both kids.
Yeah,
I would actually get
Friday is going to be fun because I'm making fruitcakes on Friday.
You old queen!
Isn't that wonderful news for everybody?
We had to
ask. He's a fag.
Where do you taste them? They're going to be great this year.
Well, that's cool then because you've got a job inside the house. You're not going to have to venture out. Get yourself a stack of DVDs about a mile high for your kids.
Perfect.
And you're set.
That'll be fine.
And when you're cooking your fruitcakes, will you be nursing the green bottles at all?
Oh, God, you bet. And maybe not just green bottles. There's rum and fruitcakes, my friend.
His weekend is screwed.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it does sound screwed.
So we'll see what happens. And that whole making the kids watch TV, does that really work? Just described my last 6 years.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike, radio guys.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, listen, you guys have been making your plans for your band with one guitar in mind. It has a main guitar and it's got bass guitar on it.
Awesome. We got a bass guitar.
Even better. Well, we got to get the goddamn thing first.
All right, we got a bass guitar. So, Rob, now you can't be the manager. You actually have to play.
Or Joe could play.
Joe's the best musician in the bunch.
Ah, very true. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, I know that guy just said the thing about the bass guitar, but I just want to let you know it only comes with one guitar, but you can use your Guitar Hero 2 controller for it as well.
I got you.
Wait a minute. A guy just said we get bass and guitar.
Yeah, it comes with a guitar, but it only comes with one.
Okay.
And you can use a second one, and you can use the one that's already existed.
So you can use the second one from your Guitar Hero to play bass?
Exactly correct.
So you got it. You have to throw in an extra guitar in there.
Yeah, but you guys both got it.
I'll bring my. You want me to bring my guitar in?
Well, I could bring mine in, too. How many guitars can it handle?
Just the two.
So you'll bring yours in. I'll bring mine in, whichever you want.
Now, what about, it comes with a drum thing?
Yeah, he's gone.
Because I was wondering, if you can use a regular controller on Guitar Hero, could you use the guitar to play like
Hello.
Madden?
Don and Mike show. God, your mind, Rob. I swear to God, Jack, I don't know what goes on in
that
your
is
mind.
Just like the poker game.
How bad you want me to get, Jack?
What would that be
if I get any worse, the Johnson office won't pass it.
Think about it. Doesn't the guitar
Carrie, have all I'm playing Madden. And he sits up there. He's like Eddie Van Halen. I'm playing Madden now.
Doesn't it have all the same buttons?
This is like poker. Mike's absolutely right. Mm-hmm. When Rob says, okay, here's the game. Dead Man's Curve times two, Dr. Pepper, 1946, Boston Red Sox, my ass is red, and sevens are wild, go. And P.S., I'm dealing backwards.
All right, now, if we play Deuces Wild, Choke the Elephant, and you've got a full house, you don't necessarily win.
Hello there. Don and Mike, hello.
Yeah, I just wanted to say to Rob, it's a good thing his lady works in retail. You know, that way she can get a jar to stick his balls in.
Jar. Yes, because what person who works in retail doesn't sell jars of things?
Mike, let's welcome to our show now. Famous drag queen, Blair Michaels.
Blair Michaels. Hey. Hello, Blair.
Hello, Radio God.
Oh, good to have you on the show. How are you, Blair?
I am fabulous. Thanks for asking. How are you?
We are doing great. As everybody knows, the legendary Blair Michaels, the drag queen of D.C., the Grand Dame. Blair's coming down to be the entertainment for our Homovember Wednesday Thanksgiving show.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be fabulous.
You know, we were talking earlier, Blair, about the entertainment. Do you have lined up what exactly you'll be performing for us?
Well, I can tell you I'm going to do one thing that was requested. I'm going to do Santa Baby.
Thank you.
Then I'm going to have a surprise or two. Maybe you'll get your stockings filled or, you know, your nuts cracked.
Oh, my. Oh, dear. It sounds good already.
You know, chestnuts roasting open over a fire.
Yeah, very exciting.
Blair, we are very excited to have you come down.
Very pleased.
And do your show on our show. We're thrilled. And thank you so much for linking us to your very gay website.
Hey, all I can say is it's about damn time.
I agree.
We agree.
Are you still performing in the D.C. area on a regular basis, Blair?
I actually will be doing a show starting December 7th at a new club that just opened. It is the most fabulous place. It's called Town.
Town?
Town, T-O-W-N.
Gotcha. Uh-huh.
And we have a new show starting December 7th. We do shows every Friday and Saturday night. We have a permanent cast of five. Our MCs are Ella Fitzgerald, Lena Lett. Our cast members are the fabulous Destiny B. Childs, Ophelia Bottoms, Regina Josette Adams, Shida Lee, myself. I mean, let me tell you, Ed Bailey, he used to run Tracks and Nations.
Right, right.
Spared no expense with this new club.
Wow.
So we'll talk more about that on Wednesday. But if y'all wanted to go to towndc.com and you can get more information. But this club is phenomenal.
Oh, good. So yeah, we're bringing back the good old-fashioned drag show to Washington, D.C.
A good old-fashioned drag show. This is the Broadway Las Vegas-style show you've always wanted to see. 30 hot dancers, great music.
Oh, God. I can't wait.
Wow.
Blair,
you guys are definitely on the guest list.
Oh, good.
There are guest lists.
We are definitely busy, but we are definitely looking forward to seeing you on Wednesday. Blair, we'll talk to you then, my friend.
We'll see you on Wednesday.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
See you then.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Blair.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you funny guy.
Very busy.
Yeah. Have you seen?
I love the way you do that. He really didn't notice it.
No.
We are definitely busy, but thank you so much. I'd actually go to a drag show.
Sure.
I bet.
I would go with my lady. Would you go with your lady? I would go seriously. Mm-hmm. If it's one of those places like they have down in New Orleans, it's a cool show to
Absolutely.
Go to.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't catch nothing, I'd go.
You'd be fine.
we go down, we just, after the holidays.
I know, foodies.
we go down, we have some drinks. It would be very similar to the Wayne Newton show.
They'd be gooties. Those are gay cooties.
I see.
Gooties.
I'd love to go. Now, if we were to do it like we did the Wayne Newton show, that would not be smart, where all the boys went out.
We should probably check out Blair's show when he's here Wednesday,
right,
and then decide if we want to go all the way into the deep end and actually go see him at one of these drag
shows. Okay, I think that's valid. I think, you know, if he says it's a cool new club, you know, that has the a regular cast, that tells me that what you're going to get is going to be a show similar to the Birdcage. You know, when you go out to that show, remember they had like the anniversary couples there and all that kind of stuff. I love the look on your face. I wish I could. It's going to be fine.
Don't you think the Birdcage romanticized that entire genre?
Yeah, you might be
but
right.
I mean, no matter where you're walking, right. I got to think.
Yeah, I just see you looking across at me like 5 minutes into it. I'm not going to say it doesn't.
Pleasantly surprised, I predict.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think you will.
So you're with me on this one?
Absolutely. Okay. It's a good show. I've seen this.
You guys have a good time then. Have a good time, both of you.
No. I think what we do is you're absolutely right. We check it out with Blair when Blair comes down on Wednesday's show. We research it, have Rob research it on the website. We'll be set.
Seriously, what the hell? I wouldn't mind going if we bring tape recorders.
Yeah.
We could do a whole night's out with us and thousands of the female impersonators he's
got. Sure.
Buzz, you're still emceeing down there, aren't you?
Yes, yes, every Saturday night. Come down and see the show.
We are family.
He looks just like Ella Fitzgerald.
It will not. But see, you think it's going to be like a giant line dance.
I think it's going to be like a real big drag show with production values. Mm-hmm. And we'll ask my lady that on Wednesday.
You'll be surprised, you'll be impressed, and you'll be confused. That's what I predict.
I can't wait.
I'm 5%, and my 5% is going up to 15 right now.
You'll be there Thanksgiving night.
Very
excited. With a drumstick.
That ain't no drumstick.
Hey, that's not a drumstick.
Right? Hey, Don and Mike. Hello.
There's a hair in my drumstick.
Hello.
Don and Mike, Radio Gods. How are
What's
you doing?
What's happening? How are you?
Good. I wanted to give Rob the good news. You can use the guitar to play Madden because all the keys represent the symbols on the controller.
So sad we got a quick answer to that.
Wouldn't that be great? You should try it.
That would not be great.
But
Don, that would be...
You probably don't want to use the guitar to play the Redskins on Madden, though.
That's funny.
That would be so money.
Blame.
So money.
Blame.
Mondays are money.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
That's our names. Don't wear them out.
How you doing?
God's gift to broadcasting right here.
Just getting ready for the old drag show.
Royalty.
Nobody's better than we are. What's happening?
I was just thinking about Rob's upcoming vasectomy, and I have a vivid picture in my mind of something similar to the scene where Steve Carell's getting his chest waxed, but instead of yelling Kelly Clarkson, when they make the first incision, Rob will say, Wilkinson!
No, Kelly Clarkson! Find that tape.
Big Daddy Dan was... Yeah, you couldn't find it the other day. Did you find it?
We located it?
You know,
he always has a real hard time finding it.
Do you know your drunk wife, when we went out to dinner the other night, when she was loop-de-loop and we were driving back home, right? Do you remember her prattling in the back seat about how she loves it when we play this tape of Rob? She turns the radio up and says to the kids, sure. Listen to Daddy. Mm-hmm.
And Rob, you pretty much hate it, right?
You know, it's,
on a comedy level, do you like it at all?
I like it on a comedy level, sort of numb to it. Used to hate it.
Okay, yeah, used to hate it. All right, so he's become desensitized.
Right.
No! Kelly Clarkson!
At defensive tackle, number 95, Big Daddy Dan!
Wilkinson! No! Kelly Clarkson!
And I couldn't have children after that.
That is a trooper, though. That is a trooper. I mean, somebody, a lesser man, would have stopped, cleared his throat, but he kept going. That was the important thing.
I just heard from the backseat. We loved it when you guys played that tape of Rob with Big Daddy, Dan Wilkinson. I told the kids, turn up the radio and listen to Daddy.
That's Rob being a professional. That's Rob hanging in there. Mm-hmm. Even though his throat is going, he is saying it loud.
Maybe you can play it on 3 a.m. Friday morning.
Not a mic show. Hello.
Hey, Radio Gods. How you doing?
All I heard was hearing her flipping what?
Job.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hey, I was wondering on Thursday if they were going to be giving fruit baskets out.
Pardon me?
He's so confused.
So confused.
What's he talking about?
Well, first of all, a bit of a gay joke, sir. Is that what you're going for?
Fruit basket.
A little bit.
All right. And then you said Thursday. And, of course, this is a Wednesday show we're talking about.
So we won't be here Thursday.
We won't be here Thursday on Thanksgiving.
Other than that, right on the mark.
Good faggot joke, though.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for the call.
He smiles and he's happy.
He's okay
right
with
on.
It.
Sure.
You take care and have a fabulous Thanksgiving.
Hey, this one's for you. This one's for you.
Faggot.
How's that?
Oh, Annie.
Did you enjoy that?
I did enjoy that.
Faggot.
Yes. Might not be a good idea for you to listen on Wednesday.
Forever.
All right. See you later. Bye-bye. I hate it when relationships end like this.
So long.
Quietly.
We're breaking up
now. Hey, now.
We're breaking up.
It's time to go.
Breaking up,
yeah,
it's hard to do.
I'm sorry, the relationship. You see, breaking up is hard to do.
Not this time.
Don't encourage. You're encouraging. How old are you?
Old enough to know better.
Really? Well, what would that age be?
Didn't help.
That'd be a double four.
44?
You're 44. You sound 11.
He was old enough to know breaking up is hard to do by Neil Sedaka.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. Are you married?
No.
Huh. Oh. Ever been?
I had been.
Why'd she leave you?
It had something to do with the bottle.
You were a drinker?
I was a drinker.
Are you still? No one likes a quitter.
No, 14 years sober.
Wow. Oh,
that's the
problem.
No, he gets a total free pass.
Yeah.
You get a complete and utter, I give you total absolution. You haven't been drinking for 14 years.
I didn't say clean.
Well, have you been doing something else?
Well, me and Grandpa had something in common.
Grandpa who?
He might still, I believe the 14
Grandpa
years
ganja.
Sober.
He and Grandpa ganja had something in common.
Gotcha. Okay, so you're into the weed.
Just a little bit.
Okay, but quitting drinking for 14 years, all the funny has been purged out of you.
I think you should seriously consider starting drinking again and then call us up. I bet the call goes a lot better for all of us.
How come Mark Rippon hasn't called in a while?
What is your first name?
I thought this was Mark Rippon.
No, see, it's about 14 years ago when he was on the sauce.
Uh-huh. That's what he remembers.
What's your first name, friend?
Mike.
What's your favorite booze? What's your favorite booze?
My favorite booze? It used to be the Schlitz malt liquor.
Oh, very nice.
Schlitz malt liquor. So you're a classy guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hey,
have you given any serious thought to starting again?
I have a couple times.
Sure.
We're here to tell you that here at the Don and Mike Show, we're behind you. We think that you should start drinking again immediately.
We'll be your sponsor.
Because this is a terrible phone call that would have been much better if you had been loaded.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm getting in my car right now and heading to the store.
There you go.
Identify yourself as Mike, the guy that was sober for 14 years, when you call in and you're bombed. And you will slay us. I guarantee you will be hysterical.
Call us from the parking lot, shotgun those beers, and call us. And I swear to God, it will be like Frank Caliendo, Andrew Dice Clay, mm-hmm. Sam Kinison, Rodney Dangerfield calling the show.
All rolled into one. And see, right now people are telling you you're not funny anymore. You have no sense of humor. You're boring to be around. And that's got to get tedious, don't you think?
Well, yes, but my wife took it when she took my balls.
But I thought you weren't married. Is she gone? I mean, the ex-wife you're talking about?
Yes.
See, you said the wife. That's a big mistake. You've got to put the EX there.
How long has she been?
The ex-wife.
How long has she been out of the picture?
14 years.
14 years? So right after she... Oh, my God, you poor man. I need to spend some quality time with you.
Well, come on over to Spokane.
You're in Spokane, Washington.
And
I mean, you quit drinking when she left?
Hello, that's backwards.
I sobered up.
Wrong.
Oh, my God. But she didn't come back, did she?
No. Right. She was about 11 miles away.
You disgust us. You don't call us back until you are falling down drunk, until your life is in shambles. Do you hear me?
I do hear you.
All right, get out of here.
All right.
All right, hang up the phone.
I love you.
Get to work.
No, I hate you. I hate you because you're sober. Go drink.
Oh, there was something going on back there.
Yeah.
Now, we were having fun with that caller, and then at the very end, it was like Saw 4.
I don't see what the big deal is. I've had 14 years of sobriety. Total.
Yeah.
Just not in a row.
Right. Exactly.
You drive drunk, don't you?
Yeah. I'm great at it. I'm glad you brought it up. I love to drive drunk.
Okay. All right.
I thought you did weed.
No, I don't do that anymore.
I thought you did crack.
Yeah, what happened? Well, the funny thing about the marijuana
is
I found out that's illegal. Did you know that?
Yeah, I found out.
Yeah, I was talking to this pusher I talked to down in the District of Columbia?
Right.
You know, 14th in Pennsylvania?
Yeah. Is that where you buy your drugs?
That's where I buy a lot of my drugs from this gentleman. And he was telling me now, you know, don't wave this around because it's illegal. And I'm like, hold it.
Rob told me you can go to any city in America, and if you find Martin Luther King Boulevard,
that's where it is.
You can find drugs.
The motto is, that's where the good stuff is.
All right, so you're
I'm off drugs. I'm not smoking crack anymore either,
right,
or doing cocaine.
Uh-huh.
Because I used to love, you get the cocaine
and
take a picture off the wall and put it on your coffee table.
Okay, you mean with
and
the
then
glass?
You use a razor blade and you make it's hard to describe. Lines.
Booger sugar.
Right. And then I would roll up a $100 bill and I would snort it into my nose.
Did it smell better with a $100 bill?
It felt better.
Oh, it felt
because
better.
Initially, it would burn, but then I felt like I had all the energy in the
world. You ever get any nosebleeds?
All the time. I used to sleep upside down. I'd have to have my head off the bed so all the blood would fall back in. It would heal, But a lot of booger sugar, that'll tear you up inside.
But well, I'm bless off, you,
bless
Don.
You. Causes that, too.
Bless you again.
But I am off marijuana, I am off cocaine, and I am off crack, and I haven't had heroin in days.
Congratulations, Rob.
But I love driving drunk.
Oh, God. All right.
What I'll do is I'll go out and I'll go home, and I'll drink a lot, and then I'll get in my car and drive around.
Oh, well, you really know.
You're crazy.
I am.
You're a kookler. What next will it be? What do you think it'll be next?
I don't know. I think I'm taking up juggling.
Juggling. And then it all comes back to that empty space in his brain.
Key rice, Rob.
Where there's Pennywise the clown sitting there with bowling pins.
All you got to do is run your air conditioning and then you stay alert.
Oh, while you're driving drunk.
Yeah.
I got you. And the whole thing about coffee.
Yeah.
That is an urban legend, right?
Why would you want to sober up?
Nobody wants a sober drunk.
Right. No, nobody at all.
Right.
Just drive.
Exactly.
Drive to Starbucks, but then buy some tea.
Tea.
We'll be back. Buzz?
Yes.
Never mind. Something about the writer's strike.
Let's talk about that.
Well, or we can just talk
Buzz
about
Buzz is mediating it.
With the writer's strike?
Yeah.
Drag.
Between gigs at the drag show, yeah.
Right. Oh, I know. We'll play a little quick game. How many episodes are left?
Very good. That's sad. That's a sad game.
So you can realize how much of your life truly revolves around the little box.
Yeah. I feel really cheated. Because I'm late to the party on that show. We all like that Office show.
The Office?
Yeah, I feel ripped off.
Well, you'll probably like it because they'll show all the reruns now that you haven't seen before.
That's true.
Watch them drunk.
Watch them drunk. Thank you, Rob. Thank you for the advice. You're preaching to the choir here right now. And safe home, Mike, out in Spokane.
I agree.
Yeah, get your drink on, my friend. Uh-huh. And let's get that Xbox game here so we can jam out tomorrow. Like the Stones.
All right.
Because we want to fly off to Hawaii. And
jam with the Stones. Well, no, it's wing on over to London and jam with the Stones.
Hey, where'd you get that jacket?
I got it from the network.
Stu Nahan.
And who are the two surfers? Bob Jungle Jeff Gerard.
And
Mark Cutback Davis.
Those guys are fags. And if you understand any of that, you deserve a medal.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
We'll be back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.